Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from a wide variety of sources about events coming up in the Triangle over this weekend. This content is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Let's start today with a little bit from Pinecone, because today is Friday, July the 1st, and at 7 p.m., the Shady Grove Band with John Curry and students from Pinecone's Bluegrass Camp will hold a concert at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden in Cary. It's free and open to the public. So that's the Shady Grove Band with John Curry and students from Pinecone's Bluegrass Camp. It's part of Cary's Starlight Concert Series. It will be at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden in Cary. And the price is right, folks. It's free. Also, Pinecone wants to let you know about some of their sessions. And in the spotlight for this weekend, the Tiernanog Irish Music Session. It's held every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog, which is at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and Tiernanog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either at the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage. And if you'd like to hear some samples from the Pinecone Bluegrass Radio Show, join Pinecone DJs Larry Nixon and Tim Woodall every Sunday on 94.7 WQDR from 6 to 9 p.m. and enjoy an evening of bluegrass music. You can also listen live online. During the show, you can call in your bluegrass requests to 860-9470, that's 860-9470, or call 800-233-9470 if you are not in the 919 area code. That's 860-9470 if you live in the Triangle, or 800-233-9470 if you don't live in the Triangle but are listening to Larry Nixon and Tim Woodall on Sunday at 94.7 on the FM dial WQDR from 6 until 9 p.m. Well, with Independence Day coming up, the North Carolina Symphony celebrates Independence Day with free concerts and fireworks. Tonight, that's going to be in Fayetteville. On Sunday, July the 3rd, it will be in Garner, and on Independence Day, Monday the 4th, at the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Join your North Carolina Symphony in celebrating our nation's 235th birthday with a concert of classical favorites and patriotic tunes capped by some of the area's biggest fireworks displays. The orchestra takes over Lake Benson Park in Garner for a free concert on Sunday, July the 3rd at 8:30 p.m., followed by a free July 4th concert that is part of the Symphony's Rex Healthcare Summerfest series in Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. The Cary concert begins at 7:30. The gates open at 5 p.m. As with every Summerfest concert, outside food and beverages, including wine and beer, are welcome. Acclaimed guest conductor Sarah Ioannidis leads the performances. Praised by the New York Times for her unquestionable strength and authority, the Australian conductor is a creative force behind two of America's finest up-and-coming orchestras, the El Paso and Spartanburg Symphony Orchestras. Her engagements have spanned five continents, and she has served as an assistant conductor to Paavo Järvi at the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and to Academy Award-winning composer Tan Dunn. She takes the podium for a concert program featuring a little bit of everything. John Williams' Olympic Ode, Summon the Heroes, composed for the 1996 Summer Games in Atlanta, paves the way for a Duke Ellington medley, an arrangement of Harold Arlen's timeless Somewhere Over the Rainbow, classical favorites by Verdi and Tchaikovsky, and more. Fans hoping to hear the traditional 4th of July fare will not be disappointed. The lineup includes many patriotic staples, from works by Sousa and Leroy Anderson to a special salute to America's armed forces. Lending his vocal talents to the evening is tenor Adam Ulrich. A New York native, he makes his North Carolina Symphony debut after previously appearing in the Piedmont Opera's La Boheme and in the title role in Bernstein's Candide at the Brevard Music Center. Being an alumnus of UNC School of the Arts and the A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute, I consider North Carolina to be my home, he says. Making my symphony debut is the best welcome home gift I could think of. The symphony also presents the free concert in Fayetteville's Festival Park on Friday, July 1st at 8 p.m. Lake Benson Park is located at 921 Buffalo Road in Garner. The Coca Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of U.S. 1 and U.S. 64 Tryon Road in Cary. The Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest will not be held during the July 4th concert. And again, that's the North Carolina Symphony celebrates Independence Day with a free concert and fireworks. July 1st in Fayetteville, July 3rd in Garner, and July 4th at Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary. And again, the price is right. It's free! Yay, yay, yay! Well, if you don't make it out to Coca Booth for the 4th of July, we also have the Pirate Sighting. North Carolina Symphony pairs great music with fireworks, contests, prizes, and family fun. Pirates at the Coca Booth Amphitheater, July 9th. The North Carolina Symphony invites music lovers of all ages to put their best boot forward for a swashbuckling fun time at the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series. Buccaneers, freebooters, privateers, and scalawags can all raise a glass to a family-friendly concert extravaganza. Pirates at the Coca Booth Amphitheater, Saturday, July 9th at 7:30 p.m. The gates open at 5. Children 12 and under are free. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in a lineup packed bow to stern with music from The Pirates of Penzance, Hook, Peter Pan, Captain Blood, The Flying Dutchman, and more. Lending their vocal talents to the voyage are Molly McGinn and Scott McCloud, who join North Carolina singer-songwriter Laurelyn Dossett for songs from her musical Bloody Blackbeard, first performed at Greensboro's Triad Stage in 2008. I'm thrilled to bring the music of Bloody Blackbeard to the Summerfest audience. That's Bloody Blackbeard. Hard to say, says Dossett. The symphony has perfectly captured the drama and darkness of Blackbeard's legend, as well as the mischievous romp of the pirates' chanties. After a wonderful mix of traditional fare and symphonic favorites, including a popular composition by North Carolina Symphony bass trombone and Morehead City native, Terry Mazesco, the symphony brings the performance to a rousing close with highlights from Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. But the night's not over. The concert features a spectacular fireworks finale. General admittance for lawn seating to pirates is $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $35 in advance, $40 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. Coca Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Park, just off the intersection of U.S. 1 and U.S. 64 Tryon Road in Cary. Food and beverages, including wine and beer, are allowed on the ground. The symphony takes pirates on the road Friday, July 9th, performing free at Roanoke Island Festival Park in Manteo. So, Pirates at Coca Booth Amphitheater, July 9th. Let's move on here and see what else I've got. There's other stuff coming up with the symphony, but that's a ways away, so we're not going to talk about that today. Let's turn now into the indie and take a look at what we might find here. At the DPAC, this Sunday, July the 3rd, we have David Gray, Lost and Found, an intimate acoustic band performance with special guest Lisa O'Neill. A new album, Foundling, is available now at davidgray.com. You can get your tickets by going online to DPACNC, that's DPACNC.com, or you can call the Ticket Center at 680-2787, that's 680-2787. And the DPACNC, Durham Performing Arts Center, is at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. If you'd like to go see David Gray, Lost and Found, this Sunday, July the 3rd. Let's move over here. Oh, at the ADF, the American Dance Festival 2011, June 9th through July 23rd, Palabolas has three world premieres and one reconstructed masterwork. Thursday through Saturday, June 30th through July 2nd at 8 p.m. There's a children's Saturday matinee, July 2nd at 1 p.m. They're all taking place at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Aiko and Koma are celebrating their 40th anniversary with the reconstruction of River. Tuesday, July the 5th through Wednesday, July the 6th at 9:15 p.m. at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens at Duke University. To order and learn more about each performing company, including videos and articles, visit www.americandancefestival.org. That's americandancefestival.org. And, of course, the big thing in Durham this weekend is the Festival for the Eno, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day at West Point on the Eno at Durham City Park. I'm going to take a few minutes, and I know this will take several minutes, but I'd like to read through to you what's going to be happening at which stage each day, so you'll get a sense of what kind of music and entertainment they are providing. The Festival for the Eno is presented by the Eno River Association with major support from our partners, the City of Durham, Durham Parks and Recreation Department, and Durham County. All proceeds go to preserve the environmental and cultural resources of the Eno River Valley. You can get advance tickets through today, $13 for a single day, $30 for the three-day pass. At the gate, they would be $15 per day, $35 for the three-day pass. Children 12 and under are free. Now, on Saturday, at the Grove stage, beginning at 10 a.m., Miss Connie B., 10:45, the Applechill Cloggers, 11:30, Lightning Wells, 12:15, George Higgs, 1 o'clock, the Gospel Jubilators, 1:45, the John Chain Trio, 2:30, Barefoot, 3:30, Lori Lewis and the Right Hands, 4:30, Little Windows, 5:15, Peter Siegel and Lisa Schneckenberger. On the Meadow stage, beginning at 10 on Saturday, Ngoma Zakonga, 10:45, Mighty Gospel Inspirations, 11:30, Ellis, 12:15, Lori Lewis and the Right Hands, 1:15, Kickin' Grass, 2:15, Phil Cook and His Feet, 3 o'clock, the Lizzie Ross Band, 4, Hindu Grass, and at 5, Spirit Family Reunion. On the River stage, beginning at 10, Nick White, at 10:45, Peter Siegel, 11:30, Donna Harula, 12:15, the Applechill Cloggers, 1 o'clock, Billy Sugarfix's Carousel, 1:45, Sandbox Band, 2:30, Midtown Dickens, 3:15, the Spirit Family Reunion, 4, the John Shane Trio, and 5 o'clock, the Brand New Life. And on the Chimney stage at 10, North Carolina Songwriters Association, featuring Pete Pozzi, Penny Sandbeck, John C. Clark, Scott Dameron, J. Ladd V, Louise Bendall, and Robert Lytle. At noon, those Eno River boys, 12:45, Nick White, 1:30, the Mighty Gospel Inspirations, 2:15, the Niningi Band, 3 o'clock, Miss Connie B, 3:45, Peter Siegel, 4:30, Lightning Wells, 5:15, Donna Harula. On Sunday, July the 3rd, at the Grove Stage, beginning at 10, the Snow Cones, 10:45, Bill Phillips, 11:30, Tubby Ridge Syndrome, 12:15, Ellis, 1 o'clock, Jamie Anderson and the Broad Street Band, 1:45, Girly Man, 2:45, NCRTP, Chinese Musical Instruments Ensemble, at 4 o'clock, Killer Filler, 5 o'clock, Too Much Fun. On the Meadow Stage at 10, Ellis, 10:45, The Hush Puppies, 11:30, Donna Harula, 12:15, Cutthroat Shamrock, 1 o'clock, Barefoot, 2 o'clock, Mount Moriah. I thought that was the Mount Moriah breakdown. At 3 o'clock, The Sweet Remains, 4 o'clock, Girly Man, 5 o'clock, South Wing Band. On the River Stage, Sunday, at 10, Eno Mountain Boys, 10:45, Cutthroat Shamrock, 11:30, The Snow Cones, 12:15, The Sweet Remains, 1 o'clock, Lynn Blakely, 1:45, Hammer No More the Fingers, 2:30, Hot Rooster, 3:15, The Moorish Gypsy Tribe and Happy Hips, 4 o'clock, Birds and Arrows, 5, Skylar Goodage and the Ugly Girls. On the Chimney Stage at 10, North Carolina Songwriters Association, featuring Kirk Ridge and Friends, The Clowers, Dan Helmsoth, and Don Smith. At noon, Those Inner River Boys. 12:45, Bill Phillips. 1:30, The Hush Puppies. 2:15, New Sons of New Bethel. 3 o'clock, Adam Sampieri. 4 o'clock, Lynn Blakely. And 5 o'clock, The Eno Mountain Boys. Monday, July the 4th, Independence Day itself, on the Grove Stage at 10, Crakedown. 11, Andy Coates. 11:45, John D. Holman. 12:30, Donna Harula. 1:15, Butterflies. 2 o'clock, Brett Harris. 3 o'clock, Cutthroat Shamrock. 4 o'clock, Compton and Newberry. And 5 o'clock, the Trozum Music Ensemble. On the Meadow Stage at 10, Common Woman Chorus. 11, Skedaddle. 11:45, the Nancy Middleton Band. 12:45, ERA July 4th Celebration and Paperhand Parade with Congressman David Price. At 1:15, African American Dance Ensemble. 2:45, Orchestra Gardel. 4 o'clock, Chris Damey Group. 5 o'clock, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. On the River Stage at 10, Sad Magazine. 10:45, Curtis Ellers. 11:30, Crackdown. 12:15, Skedaddle. 1 o'clock, The Great Big Gone. 1:45, The Starcatchers. 2:15, Baron von Rumblebus and Red Zeppelin. At 3:15, Roxanna and the Rusty Bucket Kids Band. 4 o'clock, Cane Creek Cloggers. 5 o'clock, Cutthroat Shamrock. On the Chimney Stage at 10, North Carolina Songwriters Association featuring John Batson, Jamie Purnell, Jamie Kay, and Pete Leary. At noon, Those Eno River Boys. 12:45, Andy Coates. 1:30, Sad Magazine. 2:30, Curtis Eller. 3:30, The Starcatchers. 4 o'clock, Mark Cool and Art Champagne. And at 5 o'clock, Adam Sampieri. The schedule there is as of June the 27th, and it may be subject to change without notice, but you can check their website, enoriver.org, for updates, or you can also show up and just enjoy the fun, because believe me, it is going to be fun. Besides all the music, they are going to offer Sustainable Home and Garden Expo, 85 of the region's finest craft artists, canoe and kayak rentals and rescue demonstrations, tons of kids' activities, nonprofit displays, high-strung, hands-on music, award-winning, trash-free recycling program, and traditional and international fare at the food court. So come on out to the Festival for the Eno. Parking is at the Durham County Stadium there off Roxborough Road, and they will shuttle you back and forth all the way up, down, and all around, so you don't need to worry about where to go. Well, what is coming up here in the Indy, 8 days a week? Friday, Weisfest at the Poorhouse, when Benton Weiss is off duty from his regular gig slinging beers behind the bar at Big Boss or regulating the door at the Poorhouse, the Raleigh native is ostensibly a one-man party. For the seventh time, Weiss throws his own birthday bash, inviting a slew of his favorite, mostly local bands, to play a three-night throwdown. Friday's bill features peppy Jersey pop punkers A Criminal Risk, outlaw country supergroup Stag, led by Snatches of Pink's Michael Rank, Pub Bred Power Pop from Richard Bacchus, Glammy Prog Psych by Left Outlet, and Doko's Reggae Riddles Guard Rock Jams. Saturday is stacked with straight-ahead guitar demigods, the Tees, somewhat more adventurous shredders, the Last Tailboy, authentic post-rockers, Gray Young, rootsy popsters, Jack the Radio, and venerable alt-country bar bummers, American Aquarium. Magic Mike Casey entertains between sets. Sunday's finale comes with a double dose of dirty garage rock, thanks to the Static Minds and Stedham, a fuzzy slab of riffage via the Trousers, the Arena aspiring polish of Color Slide, and a special appearance from Buddy Holly Four Barrel, or a return of a band that rhymes with Fatty Durst Lifter. The music starts at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 7 on Sunday. Admission is $10 nightly or $20 in advance for a weekend pass, and that's going to be at the Poor House. Saturday the 2nd at Chapel Hill, Angie Shearstone, Chapel Hill Comics. Local illustrator Angie Shearstone's eclectic resume includes a stint doing computer colors for children's book creator Mercer Mayer, but her latest project is far from kid-friendly. Blood Dreams is a fully painted graphic novel set in an alternate 1977 where vampirism is just another way of life, and a young punk named Johnny finds that he might be the one to save their race from extinction. The 56-page, $5.95 first installment was funded by a Kickstarter campaign that raised more than $5,000. The result was called Beautifully Monstrous by Transmetropolitan and Planetary writer Warren Ellis. Shearstone will premiere Blood Dreams No. 1 with a special launch party at Chapel Hill Comics from 5 to 7 p.m. Visit chapelhillcomics.com. And this was written by Zach Smith. Also in Chapel Hill on Saturday, Rat Jackson, Local 506. Rat Jackson is as much a tightrope walker as a rock band. Songs such as Summer Hummer and The 2-Minute Sweat give up the game before the first note. Rat Jackson's hedonism, though, comes with a wink and a nudge, given the knowing irony of the band's celebration of rock and roll caricature. But they perform with the sincerity of conviction, winging every drop of joy from their rock star fantasy camp. It doesn't matter if you're in on the joke. Maybe it's better if you're not. Truth is, these songs lend themselves well to the type of debauchery they celebrate. Opening the 9:30 p.m. show are the Neurotics and Some Army. Admission is $7. Visit local506.com. And that's in Chapel Hill. Sunday the 3rd in Durham, Peter Holzapfel at Motor Co. Just play a couple great hours worth of music at the Regulator Bookshop to about 6 people total, Peter Holzapfel posted to his Facebook page last week, which may sound like a sad tale, but Holzapfel honestly was stressing the great couple hours of music, not the half dozen in attendance. Please don't think I'm complaining by posting this, he clarified later. I'm very grateful that the folks all enjoyed themselves thoroughly and that I get a chance to play out a bunch of new stuff and didn't fuck it up in front of 6 people. That's just the nature of Holzapfel's positive vibe, but it's worth reminding locals how fortunate we are to have such a great musician in our midst and not to take him for granted. His albums with the DBs and his duo work with Chris Stamey remain some of the finest pop North Carolina's ever produced, not to mention that he toured the world as a sight man with both REM and Hootie and the Blowfish. You can catch him every Sunday in July as part of Motor Co.'s Bloody Brunch series at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Visit motorcomusic.com. On Monday the 4th in Chapel Hill, Evil Wiener Roast at the Cave. Evil Wiener is emblematic of Chapel Hill, quirky with ample charm and an absurdist wit. Indeed, the band could be the town mascot, emerging annually like the Easter Bunny to collaborate on the national holiday with a weenie roast at the Cave. Indeed, this is the 10th year for that summer rite. The group comprises such area musical mainstays as bassist Groves Willer, Shark Quest, drummer Chuck Garrison, Superchunk Small 23, and the band's iconoclastic leader, Billy Sugarfix. A gifted songwriter, Sugarfix is capable of penning paeans to just about anything, from bad manners to untimely sneezing, allergic to morning, to mischievous ghost, I'm a poltergeist. Sugarfix's adenoidal baritone glides between lyrics, casually surreal and playfully innocent, suggesting combination of Robin Hitchcock and Jonathan Finch. Richman. He is a gift for catchy vocal melodies that can have you humming his lighthearted inanities all day long, and for punchy lo-fi power pop hooks that'll start your head a-bobbin'. Evil Wiener is too low-key for fireworks, but there are always surprises, and of course, ample roasted hot dogs to celebrate the independence that the fun-loving Evil Wiener perfectly symbolizes. The fun starts at 5 p.m. Visit ecaverntavern.com. So that's at the Cave on at Market Street in Southern Village, Friday and Saturday, July 1st and 2nd at dusk. They're offering the Lumina Outdoor Movies. They are having, they're showing Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides. It's rated PG-13 and will cost you $4 to go to Southern Village's Lumina Outdoor Movies. On Sunday, July the 3rd at 7 p.m., they're going to have music that will be Touch of Dixie, traditional New Orleans-style jazz with a touch of Dixie, and that is free at Southern Village. Okay, moving ahead here, Cary Cross Currents Chamber Music Arts Festival, July 5th through the 17th. They have five concerts with free rehearsals plus other events. Go to crosscurrentsfestival.com and you can take a look at what's going on there. Starting Wednesday, the 6th, in Raleigh, Cirque du Soleil, Alegria, at the RBC Center. In early 1984, a group of young, colorfully dressed acrobats entertained summer crowds in Quebec, Canada. This was the beginning of the juggernaut known as Cirque du Soleil. You can find out more about Alegria at CirqueDuSoleil.com, and you can get tickets at RBC Center. So be sure to take a look at that one. That's going to be one of those really great things coming up here. At City Market in Raleigh, the First Friday Concert Series, this Friday from 7 to 10 p.m., Playing with Strangers. It's free, and it's in front of Big Ed's at City Market in downtown Raleigh. Also, we're also advertising this in other locations on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. This is being presented by the Raleigh Ensemble Players through July 9th at realtheater.org. The Doctor is in a mental hospital. Brian Burton as CB, Charlie Brown, Cheryl Scott as Van's sister in Dog Sees God. And that's a play that is being presented in Raleigh right now. Okay, moving forward. Seaboard Wine Warehouse is offering their fourth off July sale, 25% off mix or match case purchases July 1st and 2nd if you're looking for a place to go buy some beer. We have the Hopscotch Music Fest, the Flaming Lips, Guided by Voices, Drive-By Truckers, 130 bands, 12 venues, 3 days. Tickets are on sale now. That's next month, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, in downtown Raleigh. So be sure you get your tickets for that. As we're moving on ahead here, July 2nd and 3rd, celebrate Independence Day in style at the Floyd Fandango Beer and Wine Festival. J.J. Gray and Mofro, Anders Osborne, Those United States, Acoustic Syndicate, Danger Muffin, Butch Robbins Imagination, Blue Moon, and Blue Mule, and more. They are going to be at Milepost 170.7 at the Blue Ridge Parkway in Floyd, Virginia. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Linda Ornt, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.